Some people are uncomfortable with public invitations for people to believe in Jesus. Well, there's one person who wasn't. Jesus stood on a feast day and cried out to the crowd that those who believed in him would experience rivers of living water in their souls. That's an amazing invitation, one everyone should heed. Today, more about the promise of the Holy Spirit to all who come to Christ. Stay with us. From the Moody Church in Chicago, this is Running to Win with Dr. Erwin Lutzer, whose clear teaching helps us make it across the finish line. Today, we continue a series on When the Spirit Has His Way. Now, Dr. Lutzer takes us again into John chapter 7 for a message on the gift of fulfillment.
If you come to me, if you believe on me, he who believes on me, Jesus said. And why Jesus? Well, the reason it is Jesus is because he created you. He created all things. By him were all things created, both which are in heaven and which are on earth. Whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, all things created by him and for him. So he created you with this longing. As Augustine said in the first page of his Confessions, O God, thou hast made us for thyself, and our hearts are restless until they find their all in thee. So Jesus is the creator. It's also true that in addition to being the creator, he is the savior. As you've heard me say many times, he's the only one who can bring us to God. He's the only one who can bring us to God and bring God to us. There's nobody else out there that's a savior. Forget your favorite guru or teacher or prophet. Jesus is able to save us from our sins and from ourselves. And that's why it is that the invitation is to believe on him. And what does the word believe mean? It means trust. It means we come to trust the Lord Jesus. We entrust ourselves to him. And also, it really does mean submission. Let me say this, that believing on Jesus isn't tacking Jesus onto your already busy life, hoping that he'll be there for you so that you can get through life more easily. No, no, no. The faith that we need in Jesus is more drastic than that. It is a sense of commitment. It is a full, complete confidence that we transfer our trust to him alone. My heart also breaks for the many people who may be listening to me who think that they are saved because they walked an aisle or signed a card or made a dedication, prayed a prayer. No, the transformation of heart is very deep, and there is such a thing as saving faith, which gives up all hope of trying to find forgiveness and satisfaction anywhere else than in Jesus. Perhaps years ago you heard me tell the story about a legend, actually, about a man walking along, and he falls across a cliff, and there he is. He falls over the cliff and is able to hang on. He's able to hang on to a tree stump on the way down. And an angel comes to him and says, do you think that I am able to save you? And the man looks at the strong arms of the angel and says, yes, I think you can save me. Then the angel says, do you think that I will save you? And the man sees the kind smile on the angel's face and says, yes, I believe that you will save me. And then the angel says, if you believe that I can save you and will save you, let go. That's faith. Jesus said, come to me and drink. And then there's another requirement, and that is that we actually experience the Holy Spirit. We experience him. Now, it says that as the scripture have said, from within him, from within his heart, shall flow rivers of living water. It's been pointed out that there is no direct quotation that says those words in the Old Testament. But there are many other passages that relate directly to what Jesus said, and the essence is there. For example, Isaiah chapter 12, verse 3, where it says, "With joy they shall bring water from the wells of salvation." By the way, one of the most indisputable proofs of the Holy Spirit, which we will discuss in another message, is joy. "With joy they shall bring their water and get their water from the wells of salvation." Isaiah 55 said, "Ho, everyone that thirsts, come to the water. And if you have no money, come buy milk and wine without money and without price." So throughout the Old Testament, there are many references to water. And what Jesus said is that if you come to me from your inner parts, you will receive power and strength, and the Holy Spirit of God will give you not just a river, not just a stream, but rivers, plural, of living water. What happens when we come to Christ? Well, first of all, this living water cleanses us. Now, this is a reference to Israel in the Old Testament, but it applies to us. God says, "I will take you from the nations and gather you from all the countries and bring you into your own land. I will sprinkle clean water on you, and you shall be clean from all your uncleanness and from all your idols, and I will cleanse you." You see, when we come to Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit regenerates us. He gives us a brand new nature. This is what Jesus referred to as the new birth. But part of that also is a cleansing of the conscience, and water, symbolic of the Holy Spirit in the Old Testament. Here's an example of how God takes us and cleanses us. Another translation says, not uncleanness, but our filthiness. And he cleanses us. And so we come to Jesus, and then he empowers us. He actually gives us power and strength. In the deepest core of your being, you are at peace, and you have the assurance that you belong to God forever. That's the ministry of the Holy Spirit of God in our lives. One day, Jesus, walking along, came to a woman of Samaria sitting on Jacob's well. It's interesting that the text says she came there at noon, and that wasn't usually the time when women came to get water. That was their responsibility. They came early in the morning when it was still cool rather than at midday when it is hot. It's speculation, but it's certainly possible that the reason that she was there at noon is because the other women kind of despised her. Maybe she felt so ashamed because, remember, she was a woman who had five husbands and was now living with a man, just a common law arrangement. So what was her reputation like in the little village? She's there, and Jesus engages her in conversation. The disciples have gone away to buy some food, and Jesus said, give me to drink. And then he says, if you knew who it was that was speaking to you, you would ask of him, and he'd give you living water. And she said, great idea. Then I don't have to come here and draw water. And she misunderstood that he was speaking of the Spirit. And then Jesus said this, everyone who drinks this water shall thirst again. But whoever drinks the water that I shall give him shall never thirst. But the water that I shall give him shall spring up within and become a well of water springing up into everlasting life. Wow. And the woman believed in Jesus, as the text indicates. Now, let's be very clear. Jesus was not promising her that if you come and believe and drink, that means that from now on your live-in husband is going to love you. He didn't say that from now on life was going to be easy. The women in the village are now going to respect you. He didn't say that. He's not talking about a change in the outer circumstances. He is talking about this inward transformation, the depths of the soul. This dear woman couldn't depend upon her husband for spiritual nourishment, just like some of you. You can't depend upon your mate to help you spiritually or to even encourage you. They may be discouraging you. They may be speaking evil of you and actually working against you in the marriage. And so you can't look to your mate, and this woman couldn't look to her mate. And Jesus said, if you look to me, I will give you water that will spring up into everlasting life. Wow, what a gift to a woman beaten down in a culture that did not respect women. Now, what's the bottom line in all of this? A couple of things. First of all, Jesus is not offering to us. Jesus is not offering to us a recipe. Jesus actually is offering to us a relationship. You see, some of you may think, well, religious people try to do better, and they supposedly do better. Sometimes yes, sometimes not. They try all that they can possibly be. But that's not what Jesus is offering the people. He's offering himself. And notice that the text says very clearly, it says, this he said of the Spirit, which they who believe on him were to receive, because Jesus wasn't glorified. Well, this is Pastor Luther, and I certainly hope that you tune in next time as we continue this message, where I will be explaining that the Holy Spirit in the New Testament sense could not come until Jesus Christ was crucified, buried, raised again, and taken to heaven. And then he poured forth the gift of the blessed Holy Spirit. And of course, as I have frequently mentioned, the doctrine of the Holy Spirit has some controversy that is involved with it. And while this is not the place for us to go into detail about these matters, my desire in preaching this series of messages is to enable all of us to be able to walk in the Spirit and to develop companionship with the Spirit and to not be afraid of the Spirit. That's why we are making these messages available to you. And at the end of this broadcast, you'll be given some information as to how they can be yours. Why? I want you to be able to listen to them again, share them with your friends, and above all, may we all develop sensitivity with the blessed Holy Spirit of God. If we've been an encouragement to you, perhaps you've received Christ as Savior as a result of this broadcast, or you want to connect with us, let us know something that is on your heart, let me give you our email address. The email address is media@moodychurch.org. media@moodychurch.org. God bless you.
Dr. Erwin Lutzer with more of The Gift of Fulfillment, the third of 10 messages on When the Spirit Has His Way. Tomorrow, why the promise of the Spirit was not just for the disciples, but applies to you and me today. This 10-part series will be sent on CD as our thank you when you give a gift of any amount to support Running to Win. Just call us at 1-800-215-5001. That's 1-800-215-5001. Ask about When the Spirit Has His Way. Online, go to offerrtw.com. That's offerrtw.com. Or write to Running to Win, Moody Church, 1635 North LaSalle Boulevard, Chicago, Illinois, 60614. This is Dave McAllister. Running to Win is a ministry of the Moody Church.